Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Crazy story out of Mississippi involving somebody's house getting sold at auction when it shouldn't have, and the problems that's caused for the family, whose house was sold for $236 after a mix-up at the government somewhere. The story has been widely reported. I actually picked it up off of WJRT-TV in Flint, Michigan. But John Fitzhugh and the Gray News staff are the ones who wrote the story that was originally published, I guess, on WLOX, WLOX, LOX TV. A family said they received a notice that their home was sold for $236 in a delinquent tax sale, but the sale was done by mistake. Now, they're hoping to get this fixed because they'd like to keep their home and not have to give it up for $236, which, by the way, they wouldn't get to keep. Somebody else got that money. And, of course, there are all kinds of issues going on right now here. Tiffany Ingram told WLOX Television, "As of right now, I do not own my home. Viking Investments does." So what happened was Viking Investments bought the property at a tax foreclosure auction. But it wasn't the right property. It wasn't supposed to get sold. But it did. But the problem is that once something gets sold pursuant to a court order, you pretty much have got to get it undone by another court order. You can't just go, "Oh, it's a mistake. We'll fix that." No, it's a little more tricky than that. The builder built the house on the wrong lot. Since the builder sold the house, the company that built it stopped paying taxes. Why should they pay taxes on a house they sold to somebody else? They stopped paying the taxes. So meanwhile, the woman who bought the house was living in the house and was paying taxes on the lot she'd been told to pay taxes on, which apparently was the lot next door. There's no house on the lot next door. That should have been clue number one to somebody there's a problem here, because there's a house on the lot and not a house in the lot next door. Pearl River County tax assessor documents show there were homes on both lots in the subdivision, even though one of them was clearly empty. Okay, so they documented that there was a house on the vacant lot and a house, obviously, where my house is. And instead of fixing it and saying the house is in the wrong place, they just did this. The delinquent tax notices were not being delivered to anybody, and the county put the land up for sale. And that, of course, is a problem. If there's a vacant lot and you send notices there, who gets them? So Ingram said she found a note on her front door from Viking Investments stating the family had 3 days to get out of their house. You got 3 days. To make matters worse, they had recently put the home up for sale themselves. They wanted to sell the house. And this ownership dispute has caused problems with potential buyers who said, "Well, you know something, we don't want a part of this mess. See ya." And that, of course, is another issue. Ingram said she isn't getting answers from the county, the builder, or the investment company. But, of course, the investment company on paper does now own her home. They own her home. They bought it for $236. WLOX spoke to the developer and the investor who bought the property. Both say they will find a way to resolve the problem without the owner of the home, Ingram, losing her house or any money. So they're saying, "Look, we're going to figure this out. We're going to work this out." A Pearl River County official said the tax sale would be voided, but transferring the land deeds would be more difficult. And like I said, you can't just go, "Oops, start over, do over." Because a lot of this stuff has the equivalent impact as a court order, in essence. So nobody has called me and said, "Hey, Ms. Ingram, this is what we're going to do to fix this. We've got it handled. Don't freak out." Nobody's reached out to me, she said. The county tax assessor referred comments to the county attorney about how an empty lot was assessed as if there was a house on the lot. The county attorney didn't return a request for comment either. So they've asked a lot of people for comments on the story. They've gotten no comments on the story. But imagine this. You buy a home in a development. It just got built. You bought the home. You move into the home. You're there with your family. You're living there. You're happy. You've got your home. Next door is a vacant lot. For some weird reason, there's a screw-up and something gets registered that you actually live on that lot there that's empty. And somehow the fact that taxes aren't being paid on your lot because you're mistakenly paying the taxes over here, your house gets sold for $236 at a tax sale, but there's a mix-up And so mistakes were obviously made by lots of people here. And every time I do a story like this, people always talk about title insurance, surveys, things of that nature. And there are actually different customs around the country, whether or not, for instance, people, how they handle the closings of a real estate transaction. I know in some states where it's routine that you bring a lawyer to a real estate closing. I know other states where that's not routine. I know people who've had everything they've ever bought surveyed, literally where somebody went out and did the survey. And I've also known people just, no, if there's a title insurance and a survey that looks right, I'll live with that. And, you know, interestingly enough, more and more of this stuff is getting online. And what I mean by that is, in the old days, the only way you could check property records would have been to go to the county courthouse, wherever your register of deeds is, and ask them and say, hey, look, here's my address. I'd like to take a look at my deed. I'd like to see how it's registered. And they'd pull out these big books, and they'd carry this big book over the counter, and they'd say, what's the address again? And they would do the math and figure out, you know, what section of what township you're in. And they'd figure it out, and they'd get, you know, and boom, and there you are. And so that old-fashioned way of doing it with the big books and stuff, nowadays, it is, in many places, digitized to where you can look it up online. And so I was talking to a relative of mine not too long ago, and I was talking about the house that they had lived in for 50 years now, I think. And he told me, he said, yeah, I was looking at the online page for my property on the website. He goes, and he goes, they had photographs of my house, my garage, my outbuildings. And he goes, I don't remember seeing anybody walking around taking pictures. And he was joking about that because he understands that, you know, it happens. But they somebody had come by and photographed the buildings, and that's part of the listing that the county has with the tax people, but it's also part of the property records. You know, so you can imagine that if you were a person who bought this house and you logged onto the system, if that system in Mississippi is the same as the system I'm describing that was here in Michigan, that they'd pull up the site and would go, here's your property, and there'd be no house there. The land would be vacant. Presumably, somebody should have spotted that. Now, it might not be that updated in Mississippi. I don't know. It probably varies wildly from county to county, let alone from state to state. But there are ways you can check to see what you've bought. And I did a talk show. I did a talk show on Flint Radio, WFDF, in the early to mid-1990s. And I can tell you that one of the things that got the phones hopping, just made the phones light up, we started talking about property issues and property lines. In where the corner of your lot is and where the corner of your neighbor's lot is, because they're often near each other. Because there's a line, and you own to here, and they own to here, you know? And then the corners are here, and the corners might be marked. And there are so many issues that arise from property. But unfortunately, a lot of people simply buy the property and move in, and they assume that the property line is right there. Isn't that obviously the property line? And I've been someplace before where I was convinced that the property line, which made the most sense, was rocks that were placed in what appeared to be corners of the property. And I discovered later that the rocks were 3 feet off. They were 3 feet off in the wrong direction. I figured it out. But the point is that some people will just walk in and go, oh, yeah, I know where the property is. So here's the problem. Problem here is that when she moved into the home, apparently, she was told, here's the lot number of your house, pay these taxes. And she thought, and what the taxing authority thought were two different things. So the records showed that no one was paying the taxes on her house. Meanwhile, she was paying the taxes on an empty lot next door. So her house got sold at tax auction for $236. And there's a note in the door that said, you got to get out. So they say they're going to fix it, but we'll wait and see if that happens. But John Fitzhugh wrote this for WLOX, And the story is out of Mississippi. So I'll be curious to see what happens. And Nathan, Barbara, and Tina all sent it. Thanks a lot, people. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Small deeds done are better than great deeds planned.